NASDAQ and S&P down 3%.
Fears are worsening about a slowing economy. It's all raising concern among ordinary investors about the impact of their portfolios and 401ks. But, says CBS News contributor J.D. Durkin,
this is good faith selling that is healthy for the system. And I know more than a few wealth advisors who are encouraging their clients to find those buying opportunities now that a lot of those big stocks they might be fans of are suddenly trading at a discount.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
At least four people have now died since Tropical Storm Debbie made landfall as a hurricane in Florida, and it's still causing damage as it creeps closer to Georgia. CBS's Christian Benavides is near Savannah.
Savannah residents loaded up sandbags preparing for what officials are calling historic and unprecedented levels of water.
How are you feeling?
I'd rather not be here right now, but what are you going to do?
City officials in Savannah declared a curfew beginning at 10 p.m. It's when the heaviest rainfall is expected.
That's what the purpose for the curfew is, to get folks out of the way of what you've never seen before.
Vice President Harris could have a new running mate by this time tomorrow.
The Harris campaign is expected to officially announce their running mate sometime on Tuesday with a produced video, likely before the big Philadelphia rally, where it is advertised that Harris will be there with her running mate.
That's CBS's Aaron Navarro reporting. The U.S. is sending a message to the Middle East.
All parties must refrain from escalation. All parties must take steps to ease tensions.
That's U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who calls it a critical moment as Israel braces for more counterattacks from Iran. Simone Biles settled for silver today at the Paris Olympics.
American gymnastics star Simone Biles spoke to reporters after an uncharacteristic fall on beam and second place finish on floor after twice stepping out of bounds. She focused on her many successes.
I've accomplished way more than my wildest dreams, not just at this Olympics, but in the sport, so I can't be mad at my performances.
Biles won gold in the team, all-around, and vault finals, giving her a career total of 11 Olympic medals. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
A golden moment for American Valerie Allman today in Paris. She just won her second straight gold medal in women's discus. That boosts Team USA total medal count to 78, including 20 gold. American track star Noah Lyles advanced in the 200-meter semifinals. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's North and Zoo beaches are under yellow flags due to increasing waves. The water is testing all right, but the water action poses a potential danger. There is a beach hazard statement going into effect tonight for the Lake Michigan shoreline in Wisconsin. That warns of waves of 4 to 6 feet and dangerous swimming conditions. There's also this, a flood watch is in effect for Racine County and areas to the north tonight. Kenosha County's not included in the National Weather Service statement about significant rainfall. Recall organizers for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have petitioned the Wisconsin Supreme Court to schedule a recall election before November. They argue that voters in Voss's former district may lose their right to a recall if the election isn't held before new maps take effect. And Wendy Christensen, longtime Racine County clerk, is running to be the Racine County executive. The December special election will fill the vacancy left by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs. Couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place or losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that mid-air collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field. And I just told him to try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino.
Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
That's the song that in 1985 became the official rock song of the state of Ohio. It's wildly popular in Ohio, especially at Ohio State University, where it's the signature song of their marching band. It's Hang On Sloopy. Here's Simon and Garfunkel.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
where you are, no matter how far. Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Kara.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Kara Ernst-Schock is a friend of the show. And I think last time you and I talked, you were just about to head out for Virginia for several weeks.
I was. You are right. I am now back.
And how did it go?
Actually, you are contacting me on a very interesting day because just this weekend, the show closed. It was a major hit. Sold very well for the summer, and Dragons Love Tacos is a very popular book, and now I can say play.
Yeah, you were out in Virginia to direct this show. Now, this was a children's show?
That's correct.
And yes. Was it children in it, or was it geared for children?
All adults performing for kids.
Okay. Well, yep. Tell me about it. How did it go?
It went great. We had a great time. Was working with professional actors. The Virginia Rep Company is a very well-established theater company in Richmond, Virginia. They've got a downtown theater. And just in the last couple of years, they opened up a new center for arts and education. It's just this huge, massive building. New theater, you know, it's got a theater with great seating. And so we got to play there. It was our playground for the summer. I went out for about 4 weeks. We rehearsed, put it up. About mid-July. And then it ran through just this past weekend.
And you were the director.
I was the director. Yeah. So it was great. A great crew of designers, some fabulous actors, technical staff. We had a lot of fabulous body puppets for the dragons.
Oh, wow.
If you're familiar with the book, kids will be. Leroy the dog was a puppet. So it was very fun to be able to create that in that space.
Well, it sounds like it was a smash hit and a lot of fun for you personally.
It was great. And then took a nice, long, easy road trip, saw some sights that I had not seen in all of my time living in Virginia previously. So we took a nice, slow road trip home. So it was nice to play tourist after all of that.
Well, welcome back. I'm glad it went well.
Thank you.
Now, the real reason I wanted to talk to you today, and we'll get into this a little bit later, is because I saw one of your social media posts that I just have questions about. And we'll get into that in just a little bit, okay?
Sounds good.
That's Kara Ernst-Schalk. I'm Kurt Vollmann on WRJN.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Mark your calendar for this Sunday at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's the Happy Together Tour hosted by the Turtles. They're going to be joined this year by Jay and the Americans, the Association, Badfinger, and the Vogues.
If you miss them at the fair, you can check out their website for ticket info, and they're going to be at the Dells later this month. So many timeless hits, all in one great show. It's the Happy Together Tour at the Wisconsin State Fair this Sunday.
Yeah, on the ground.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. In fact, nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator J.D. Vance is expected to campaign in Eau Claire on Wednesday, the same day as Vice President Kamala Harris. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming tells Channel 4 TV in Milwaukee that Donald Trump's running mate will hold an event to compete with the vice president, who is expected to choose her running mate tomorrow. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A near-drowning incident at Lake Andrea on Friday afternoon has left a 19-year-old nursing student in critical condition. After being pulled from the water and getting CPR from bystanders and a friend, paramedics were able to restore Jackson Henderson's pulse and get him to the ICU. A GoFundMe campaign has been created to support his medical efforts. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for the Lake Michigan shoreline in Wisconsin. Waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected tonight through tomorrow morning. Dangerous swimming conditions are expected due to the high waves and onshore winds later. A flood watch runs tonight for Racine County and areas to the north. Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, in office since 2008, is running for Racine County Executive in the December special election. The election aims to replace Jonathan Delagrave, who passed away unexpectedly this summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms this evening with pockets of heavy rain. A flood watch continues tonight. Could see 2 to 3 inches of rain. Severe storms also possible. Cloudy and a low in the mid-60s. More clouds around for tomorrow with chances of showers and storms. Breezy and a high near 70. Currently at 75 degrees.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, and Taking Care of Business. Now, a lot of the BTO songs were sung by Fred Turner, but that one was Randy Bachman, and Fred Turner actually appreciated that. It gave him a break during their shows.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Used to be, but about this overcrowded
much more we use from St. Mary's, can't you stand?
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to continue our conversation with Kara Ernst Schock and find out how she met a Chicago television icon.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you, she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said if you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows you're not the
Chicago.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We're chatting this afternoon with my friend Kara Ernst Schock about the play you directed out in Virginia. But now, Kara, I need to talk to you about a social media post that I saw that you put up.
Oh, dear.
Where were you, first of all?
Okay, so we were at basically a horror, as in like horror movie.
Yeah.
Convention. Yeah. I believe it's called Flashback Weekend. It takes place every year in Chicago. I am a massive horror movie fan, B movie, and a dear friend, local producer, director, Jason Collum, mm-hmm. is usually there every year. So we got to visit with him, but he had to take a back seat to Svengoolie.
Yeah, I knew it must have been in Chicago because those of us of a certain age who watched Chicago television growing up are very familiar with the Son of Svengoolie.
Yeah.
He was one of those presenters, kind of like Elvira, right?
Well, and he's still on the air. He is still Rich Kaz. He's actually going into his 45th year as Svengoolie. And he is still on Saturday nights. I had the opportunity to meet him yesterday, just kind of in the autograph meet and greet line. And I told him don't tell my husband, but he is my favorite Saturday night date.
So he's one of those guys that shows a horror movie on TV, but then like during the commercial breaks, he comes on and does goofy stuff. I seem to remember things like with rubber chickens and stuff.
Yes, I am an official rubber chicken thrower. He signed my chicken yesterday. They always do spoof songs. He talks a lot about the history and the actors. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy his show.
He's one of those guys that I kind of forgot about him. And then I saw your post. I'm like, oh my God, it's the Son of Svengoolie.
And he is still going strong and just the kindest gentleman. I mean, you can imagine he's there for an hour and a half signing autographs, saying the exact same thing, you know, hearing everybody's story, but so gracious, so kind. You don't want to meet your idols for fear of disappointment. I was not disappointed.
But here's the thing. He's probably one of those guys. You mentioned idols. He's probably one of those guys. If he didn't have the wig and the makeup on, and you just met him on the street, you probably wouldn't even know it was him.
I would know it was him. However, in general, yes, you probably would not. You could walk right by him. Well, and the thing that's so cool about him is he is such a fan. He goes to these conventions, you know, this one, I'm sure in future shows, he'll be talking about this convention and he'll go and he'll get starry eyed and talking to people that are there, guests at the convention as well. So he's all about it, which is just so fun to see his excitement and, you know, just the knowledge he has about, you know, horror history.
I have to admit, I'm a little jealous.
Are you?
Yeah, well, a little bit.
We could go next year.
All right. It's a date. It's a date. And you reminded me, I have to get Jason on the air, too, because I know doesn't he have a new film coming out?
Or soon? He's got a new documentary coming out. I'm not going to talk about it. He just released.
Yeah, my wife's in it, actually.
Yes. And he just did another edition of one of his books. And I think I'll let him verify there may be another movie in the works as well.
Okay.
So, definitely contact Jason. So much fun.
Kara, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me.
It sounds like you had a great weekend and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks so much.
It's Kara Ernst Schock. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Stocks took a nosedive today with the Dow tanking more than 1,000 points over recession fears. CBS's Jolene Kent reports.
Jonathan Corpina with Meridian Equity Partners says a recession is possible, but he also believes the overall economy remains strong and the market was due for a correction.
I will debate that our market probably moved too far too fast, and it's now pulling back into a range where it actually should be.
The Federal Reserve could now make significant cuts to interest rates when it meets next month. Tropical Storm Debbie is still threatening the southeast with major flooding.